The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
You're listening to Mr. Cemetery's Terror Tales.
Good evening. I just had quite a scare. I actually thought my heart was beating again. Speaking of scaring, I know what you're here for. You're here for another scary story. Well, tonight's terror tale is about a teenage girl who encounters a lot of hardships in her life. I call this one, The Parents. Enjoy, kiddies.
There was a teenage girl who wanted to go to a disco for the first time. She asked her parents for permission, but they said she was too young. When she argued with them, they refused to listen and sent her to her room. The girl was angry and decided to sneak out of the house. She really wanted to go to that nightclub. She took some pillows and put them under the blankets on her bed, so it looked like someone was sleeping there. Then she got all dressed up, put on some makeup, and slowly opened her bedroom door. She could hear her parents talking in the kitchen, so she quietly tiptoed down the stairs and made her way to the front door. When she got home later that night, she climbed into her bedroom window and found that her bed had been disturbed. The blankets were crumbled and there was a hole in the sheets. There was also a hole in one of the pillows. And in the morning, when she came down for breakfast, she didn't say anything to her parents, but they were looking at her strangely. In the evening, her parents went out for dinner. The girl wanted to call one of her friends, but she had run out of minutes, so she went to the local store and topped off her cell phone. It was getting dark, and on her way back, she had to walk through a park. She was going down a dark and deserted path, when all of a sudden, a masked man jumped out of the bushes and tried to attack her. He had a long iron bar in his hand, and he swung it at her head. She managed to dodge the blow just in time, and the iron bar just whizzed past her ear. The girl immediately fled before the masked man could catch her. She ran as fast as she could, not daring to look back until she arrived at her front door. The girl's parents came home a few minutes later, and the terrified girl told them what happened. They scolded her for walking through the park on her own in the dark, and they told her to be more careful in the future. And they still gave her strange looks. The parents told their daughter to take a warm bath to relax and calm her nerves. The girl undressed and got into the bath. She shut her eyes, and she tried to forget the disturbing events of the day. Suddenly, the door opened, and the mother came rushing in with a toaster. Before the girl had a chance to react, the mother tried to throw the toaster into the bathtub. However, the woman misjudged the length of the wire and the toaster couldn't reach that far. The wire stopped it short and dropped it harmlessly on the bathroom floor. The girl had narrowly escaped being killed by an electric shock. Jumping out of the bath, the girl started screaming at her parents. In that moment, she realized that they had been trying to kill her. She told them she would call the police unless they told her why they wanted her dead. Her mother burst into tears and her father hung his head in shame. The parents sat down on the edge of the bath and they tried to explain. It turned out that the girl's uncle, her father's brother, was terminally ill in the hospital. He was a businessman, and he assumed a huge fortune during his long career. He had no children, so when he drew up his will, he decided to leave all of his wealth to his favorite niece. When the uncle died, the teenage girl would receive over $1 million, and if she died, the money would automatically go to her parents. The girl couldn't believe what her parents were telling her. She realized that the pair were incredibly greedy and soulless. Killing your own kid is the worst crime a parent could commit. She struggled to understand how her parents could be so low as to try to murder their own daughter for money. It was a betrayal that could never be forgiven. The girl immediately packed her belongings and left the house that very night. She booked into a cheap motel and decided to cut off all communication with her parents. Despite the many difficulties she faced, she tried to make a life for herself alone. She got a job and earned money to put herself through college. Although she was very busy, she set aside time each week to go visit her uncle in the hospital. In her first year of college, she met a guy in her class who seemed very nice. He wasn't very good looking, but he had an attractive personality. He was kind and gentle, and he always made sure he was there for her in times of trouble. When she was in his arms, she felt safe and protected. Finally, she found someone in her life she could trust. A few months passed, and the happy couple decided to get married. They had a modest wedding in a local church and invited all their friends to celebrate the joyous occasion with them. The girl insisted not to invite her parents to the wedding. When the guy asked about it, she told him how they tried to betray her. The day after the wedding, the newlyweds went on their honeymoon. They booked a short stay at the scenic resort in the mountains, next to a shimmering lake. When they arrived, The location looked so beautiful that they decided to take a boat trip on the lake and take in the view. It was autumn and the leaves were falling from the trees. The sun was setting, casting an orange glow across the skies, and the resort was almost deserted. When they rowed out to the center of the lake, the husband got up and grabbed his wife. He pushed her over to the side of the boat, and she tumbled into the icy water with a splash. He grabbed the oar and began beating her over the head with it as she struggled to stay afloat. Eventually, she was knocked unconscious, and she sank beneath the waves. Then, he rowed back to shore and called the police, tearfully recounting how his wife had accidentally fallen overboard and drowned. And a few days later, the girl's uncle was found dead in his hospital bed. He had been smothered with a pillow. Within a few months, the girl's husband received $1 million inheritance, and then he split it with the girl's parents.
Wasn't that just a scream?
No, it just goes to show you what, as I always say, the living is more scarier than the dead. You just never know who you can trust.
Hey, kiddos!
Are you ready for tonight's joke? Well, why did the headless horseman go into business? He wanted to get ahead in life! Join me over on Instagram at Mr. Cemetery for more spooky fun. And I'll see you next week for another one of my terror tales. So until next time, remember to stay spooky.